So, we are on the other side of the portal now, and still having to fight nature. That was the biggest bug I'd ever seen. And the ravens? They seem to be looking for us, which is kind of creepy if you ask me. I think they saw Lisa. I almost put up the Yeti hood to maybe scare them, but I didn't want to get in the way and mess anything up, you know. So, Valdine and Lisa, they keep asking me how I'm doing, and you know, I'm fine. We all knew this was dangerous and risky, you know. But I'm fine, really. We're all going to be okay. I'm fine. You just got to keep moving forward and not think about... I'm fine. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah.
Yay!
I know it was short, but...
No, that's fair. Marge is...
That was heavy.
Yeah. Marge, guys.
Oh, poor Marge.
Hi, Marge.
She just said she was fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I'm,
sure.
I'm fine.
Totally
I'm,
believable.
Yeah, I'm fine.
We don't doubt that at all.
Oh, man. Okay, last episode, you guys had finished the combat with the giant praying mantis, and you guys met Kappa Petska.
What deity do you think a praying mantis and Galarian prays to?
I don't think they have brains enough to pray.
I'm just wondering. I mean, if it's a praying mantis, who's
it praying to? I mean, probably air still.
Huh? Yeah. I'm just imagining a giant bug deity. The deity of the bugs. That would
there
be
is
horrifying.
A deity whose animal thing is like a giant wasp.
That's horrible. No, that Whoa. Is that Callistria?
No, there's a different one.
Because she likes wasps.
She likes wasps, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I'm derailing things.
For a pun of all things, too.
I'm sorry. Jeez.
So you guys met Kappa. You defeated the giant praying mantis, and you guys got to talking, and she was like, you guys aren't from here, are you? You guys went along your way, and you soon made camp, and you spent the night taking a rotating watch once again. You guys got to have some time around the fire with Kappa and yourselves and your thoughts, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, you guys continued your travels to Waldsby before you encountered a giant cloud moving towards you. But it wasn't a cloud at all. It was a bunch of birdies.
Mm.
Burbs.
Kappa was like, oh, we gotta hide, and pulled everyone over and undid a bunch of tarps, and you all huddled under them, trying to hide from the swarm of
ravens.
Burbs. They're just burbs.
Burbs. They all landed around you, and one of the ravens hopped forward and was looking under the tarp, and it made birdie bird eye contact with Vasilisa, who is currently dressed as what she remembers to be white witch garb.
Oh, I didn't like that phrasing. What she remembers to be. Oh,
times,
no.
Styles and times change.
Yeah. She hasn't been around here for almost 20 years?
No, it's been over 10 years, yes. Yeah. But I'm more like 15.
Styles change.
Yeah, so a decade and a half later.
But seriously, if someone walked in the door right now dressed like they were from 2005,
I wouldn't know the difference.
I would.
Look, Moya Mama's style is timeless.
We hope.
We hope.
Yeah.
And then the birds fucked off.
Yeah.
They just up and left. What do you guys do?
Kappa.
Yes.
Is it a problem that one of those ravens made direct eye contact with me?
Yes, that could very well be a problem. Those birds are scouts for the Pale Tower.
Damn.
Oh, that's not good.
They frequently travel the area looking for various things, depending on whatever is going on. It has been a while since I have seen them, and I am very curious to know what they were looking for. We should hurry along to Waldsby. The people there should have, hopefully, some more answers about what has happened in the past several days.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Well, let's go.
Okay.
So you all fuck off.
Yes, as fast as we can.
That's your favorite word today, isn't it?
It is. Fuck off.
Vasilisa is going to cast a message spell just so that she and her companions can whisper to each other.
Yeah, smart.
Mutter under their breath as they walk.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
Valdine says quietly.
I did tell you that I've decided to help Kappa, right?
Yeah, we talked about that over breakfast. You established some sort of trust. There's a mutual...
Yes, the cards told me.
Well, and then it's also you have a mutual goal at the Pale Tower, so it makes sense.
Yes. Okay.
You went out the cards, it makes sense, is what I'm saying. Not that the cards are bad.
No, I
don't evil eye me. I'm
I would never, unless you asked for some reason, which would be weird.
So all of the travelers and Kappa fold up the tarps, pack them away, and you guys continue onward towards the town of Woldsbay.
Well, now what can we expect when we get to this town? I've never really been outside of the immediate area that, you know, I was raised in.
You know how when you showed up in Heldren, everyone was very friendly and happy to help and things?
Sure.
Let me guess.
Expect the opposite.
It's the opposite, yeah.
Oh, it's a very much not friendly, probably not happy, but I have never been to Woldsbay myself. Wait. Kappa.
Yes, what is it?
First question. Do you know Telden?
Yes, I speak Telden.
And,
yes.
And Vasilisa switches to Telden and says, so, what is Woldsbay like?
Woldsbay is a very good town. It has a lot of mostly good people. There's a lot of wood cutting.
Vasilisa sniffles a little while she thinks about her woodcutter back home.
Aww.
It is a quaint little town, but we have all of the necessities that we need, and we have very simple lives.
How do you feel about, you know, visitors from out of town?
We get them every once in a while. Woldsbay is known for having traders come in to hawk their goods.
We kind of could work with that.
Yes, yes, we can work with this. Okay. We are traders, we are...
Well, you're not.
Oh.
I mean, you're not dressed as one at the moment either.
I can change that. And Vasilisa thinks about it and kind of goes back to a drab version of her normal clothes. So the colors are a lot more subdued. Is this more... Do I look like a trader?
Why, I'm sure I wouldn't know.
Me either.
That is much better, yes.
It's been a very long time, but let me... And Vasilisa tries to remember about 15 years ago, that caravan she traveled with.
Oh, wow.
What did they dress like? You know, like, it was a Varisian caravan, but not everyone was colorful. Performance-style Varisian. And she changes her clothes one more time.
And Valdine instantly perks up. Oh, yeah. Yes. Remember, that's what I remember from the time travel.
Caravan?
The Varisian caravan.
Varisian? Eh? Okay, I shall keep it like this, and
well,
it's fine.
Would it help if I had the sleeve things that would change my outfit?
I've got an extra pair.
I think you look clothing-wise just fine, but I think it is more, you stand out.
Hmm. For other reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how far do we have to travel to Woldsbay?
Like another hour.
Good question.
Two more episodes.
Do you still not have any cold weather, like...
I have cold weather gear, but nothing enchanted.
So you still have to check every 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Give me a cold check.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Teacher, we forgot to ask for our homework.
Right.
I think it's a 17.
Is this my... I mean, it's
survival.
Every 10 minutes.
Yeah, survival.
This at least is the third one of the day.
17.
Hey, 17, both rolls. I'm good.
Yeah, you're fine.
How many more rolls do you need from me?
I said it was going to be an hour, so you need five more.
Mm-hmm.
Is and the DC's everyone gonna go up? In this caravan wearing magical cold weather protection except me?
Everyone is
like
accustomed
all the guards
to
it. Are okay.
They're yes.
Are
so how long is
it going
to take Vasilisa to finally get that for herself?
I don't know.
Live here
you
for a
guys
month?
Are asking questions that I should have asked myself.
Well, that wouldn't help. You don't know.
I know.
And for somebody who's from Earson, I'm really surprised that she didn't come prepared.
I did. I have a plus 11 to my fortitude check. True. You know, like you don't.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, like, I'm looking at some of their sheets, like, given in the book, and it's like...
They should be rolling checks.
They have cold weather outfits and winter blankets. Well,
because
and
guess what? It's prohibitively expensive to have magical cold weather protection.
It was very expensive
you
for me to buy that.
You probably just have to stop with fires and warm up or live with frostbite. It's what it is. It's a dangerous country.
The other thing is these are not, because your base saves are based on your class, and these are not like level 5 you know, warriors or anything.
They just get their con bonus and their, probably the plus 4 from being born in the north from some kind of trait.
And then their cold weather outfits.
And then their outfits.
Yeah.
You're the weirdos that are just like, I could be naked except for a vest and just this cloak and be fine.
I just stand out there in the snow. And doesn't even
just a vest.
Take your coat off.
Just
a vest and underwear. Around.
Chaps. Vest and chaps.
All right.
Nothing else.
All right, fans. Woo! There's your artist challenge for the week.
Anyway.
On that note, let's move to...
Wait, why do you want to move? I like this note.
No, let's keep going. I want to get to town.
Yeah.
Okay, give me...
Some of us are in a hurry to get to Walls because we're going to
We have
freeze.
A mission, too.
Yeah, give me some more checks.
I imagine we're mostly watching the skies and being anxious at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can do
straight fort.
Nice.
A 30, because I rolled a 19.
Very nice.
Dang it. That's actually not looking good. 21. Does that still pass?
Yeah, this was the 19 check.
Oh, so now this is the 20 check.
I should keep track. So this is the 20 survival. Yep. Passed.
Nice.
Oh, well, that didn't.
I don't know if that's going to.
That is going to be a bonus. 22.
Yeah. Whew. Next one's a 21.
Okay. Good thing you made
survival.
That
survival. Passed.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Come on. Nice.
18 right, on the die. Yeah, so you're good. That's still good.
And then this is going to be the last one, as you guys are...
What's the DC in the last one?
22.
Here we go.
Failed the survival. That's great.
Natural. Go for it. Natural.
All right, that is going to be 15 plus 11, so...
26.
Yeah. 26. Okay. I did it.
You're good.
Woo. I made it. See? Yay. Who needs magical gear?
She's
from
here.
It's just suddenly the Listen to Elizabeth Roll Cold Checks for Vasilisa podcast.
Yeah, so you guys are traveling like this last hour in crunchy snow and a little bit of silence, maybe having a little bit of small talk that we can fill in later as we see advantageous of being like, hey... We talked about this while we were traveling, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's what the dead space was for. This is the narrative manipulative dead space. Okay. But you guys get to town.
Woo!
Welcome to the quaint little town of Waldsby.
Looks just like Heldren.
It'll be even nicer if
we
are
inside
of a building. You know, the layout is not a...
Too dissimilar?
It does kind of look like Heldren, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, yeah. What's the place on the left as I walk in? Is that a cemetery or
yeah,
graveyard?
Yeah, this is a cemetery.
Okay.
And as you guys are walking in, you see people throughout the village kind of looking around. You see some of them start to like whisper, and you see like children getting led inside and away from you guys. There is a large sort of tower. There is a statue of a beautiful lady in the center of town. And to the left of that is, in fact, a clock tower. This strikes you all, especially Vasilisa. This does look like Heldren. And the last thing you guys see...
Before you die.
Before you die. Kind of around the statue on a bench across the way, you see a wonderful dwarf. And Zach, why don't you describe your character?
Well, who have you guys seen dwarves before? He looks like a dwarf in the face, but he is about 5 foot tall. He's probably the tallest dwarf, maybe not a millimeter over 5 foot tall. And I know I'm mixing imperial and metric, but it's metaphor, so it's fine.
So he's metaphorically 5 foot tall?
He seems like, he looks like a dwarf, but he looks like a really tall dwarf, but he also looks kind of thin. But the most striking thing about him, though, is that he has just bright, bright golden beard and hair, and it's all intricately braided. The rest of him is very poor and common. I mean, everyone here in this town, like this town, you can tell doesn't have a lot of money. So his clothes are fairly drab, but his hair is just this bright golden color, and he has gold rings in his eyebrows and on his fingers, just plain simple gold rings.
So what class are you?
Yes, what are you, Bulka?
Well, I mean, obviously.
Is it a secret?
Yeah, you're a ranger.
You're one of those rangers that can channel positive energy.
Exactly. I'm clearly a cleric.
Clearly
the cleric.
Are you multi-class?
It's a
temple. Because I know you like multi-classing.
Maybe I'm a little multi-class.
I'm going to keep my eyes peeled.
It'll be tricky for you to figure it out.
We will learn more soon.
Let's play a game together, listeners. Guess Bulka's multi-class.
I like this game.
This is going to be a fun one.
That's a good challenge for
I think I'm
going to
make it a while.
What has Bulka level dipped into?
You see a cleric do sneak attack damage.
You'll never guess.
Yeah, right?
It was actually a slayer, not a rogue.
And so does he sees the party come up?
Oh, yes.
So yeah. He sees the party come up. He knows he's expecting them back eventually. Mm-hmm. So he gets up from where he was, and he had a little piece of charcoal and a little piece of paper. But he puts that down, and he gets up, and he runs over. He's like, Kappa, my Kappa cake. Oh, my hot Kappa tea with hot lemon. How are you? It's so good to see you again.
She runs up and embraces you and just nuzzles in and starts bawling.
From this, but what language is this in?
I believe this is in Scald.
Scald, yeah.
Scald, okay. I just want to know whether Marge and Valdine are in on any of it.
The joke.
Vasilisa is muttering under her breath, trying to translate.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I like
it. It's wordplay.
That's great.
It is a little bit.
Kind of read the emotion of the scene.
Yeah. Kappa just runs up.
Oh, Bulka.
Kappa, my love, what is wrong?
God, I almost had a loogie.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I will help with the loogie.
Oh, God.
Oh, Bulka. It is Halnek. He did not make it.
Oi.
What? We had encountered a troll, and he sacrificed himself to save the rest of us. But we got the food. We got the supplies. Hopefully this will be enough, and we will be able to get Thora back.
The boys were so happy to excited to see you again. How will we tell them?
I do not know. We will just tell them, and we will hope for the best. These are friends of ours. They helped to save us. We were attacked by some giant green bug.
Where are they from?
They are from very, very far away.
Hello.
In Skull?
In Skull.
Hello.
I am Vasilisa Morozova.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
I am Bulka. I am in charge of the morale here in Heldren. And
Wait. In where?
No, we are in Waldsby. Waldsby.
Yes. Jesus.
Is parallel. Is very parallel situation.
It's a sister city.
Yes, I'm in charge of I guess morale here in Waldsby. I do the weddings and birthdays.
Bulka is being very modest. Bulka is they are the religious leader of the town.
You know, we try not to talk too much about religion here because
But they are very accommodating to many people in many various ways. They are a wonderful staple here.
I see. Well, it is an honor to meet you then. And do you know who this is a statue of? And Vasilisa is just intrigued by the parallels with Heldren. What does the statue look
it's
like?
The
it's
exact
the same
fucking statue.
Which no one in Heldren actually really knows. There's stories about who it's a statue of,
right.
But it's not like a known.
Yeah.
Vasilisa is losing her fucking mind.
The
right
way
now.
That buildings are set up, they all look very similar to the way Haldren was set up, but they also are like the same shops are in the same places.
What in the
And the clock tower, the very specific clock tower looks to be the exact same. It's the same kind of ancient sort of gothic ironwork and everything on it. The only thing that is different about it is that it appears to be stuck in place.
Well, I guess you wouldn't really know that unless you stared at it for over a minute, though.
Yeah.
Which Vasilisa is losing her mind. So she's noticing.
Yeah.
Is the statue... Yeah, I do. I know who this is. This is Izvestje. The statue of Izvestje. I name her... I give her a different name every day. I drew a sketch of her and I give her a name. Today, I am on Y. So she is Izvestje. And then tomorrow... I don't know. Tomorrow has to be an X name. I got to think about that. But yeah, today this is Izvestje.
Are you going in reverse alphabet?
Yes, it's. I got bored. I did 5 times forward, and it got a little. Back.
You could go with Xanthippe. I know a Xanthippe. That's a pretty good X name for it.
So he runs over and grabs, and you see the paper that he had on the bench was like a charcoal etching of this. He was drawing the statue, but he goes over and he makes a note of the name so he remembers. I will do that for tomorrow. Thank you.
What are you guys talking about? And Marge is just kind of tugging on your shirt.
Take a look at the statue. Does it look familiar to you?
Oh, a little. Not,
yeah.
I don't really
it's
pay much attention to statues.
It's literally the same statue as is in Haldren. Same with the clock tower. Same with the entire town. It's like they picked up Haldren, stuck it in Irisin, and then froze it.
So you have same statue?
Same statue, yes.
Oh, you speak in, well, I would say common, but you know, I don't know how languages work in here. So you can speak the same language I do.
Yes, you might not want to speak it too much too loudly here, but yes, I can understand.
Oh, if you would not mind,
is someone you all should be able to trust.
Oh, okay. Well,
Volka is only a force for good here.
Let us make this a little bit easier on ourselves. And Vasilisa focuses in and casts message one more time, like refreshes her message spell, but includes Volka.
And not Kappa?
And Kappa?
Well, and Kappa if I can. I think I... Let me double check.
Yeah.
I did level up, but I think I just leveled up enough to include the dead Norm, so I might only be able to include
you
one
could speak
person.
With dead? Wow.
Oh, that would... I wish.
Or you can message him. I can send messages, but they just don't send it back.
They never... I keep whispering to his corpse back in.
I know, it's getting to him.
It's just... I never hear back. It's rude.
He's going on his own little adventure.
He's probably... There's partying so hard up there.
Yeah. So I can only include 4 people, so...
Did you leave out Kappa? That's what I'm wondering. You're going to show up and start talking to me.
I feel like on the way here, at some point, I included Kappa...
Well,
but
let me make
now
this
that
easier
we're
for
here,
you. Let me make this easier for
go
you.
Ahead.
Volka, will you take care of our new friends? I need to go and see the boys.
Yes, Kashka, I think, is with them now, and I'm sure we'll be happy to be relieved. And oh, God, I just don't... You sure you don't want me to go with you?
Yes, it is more important that we make sure that our friends here are safe.
She gives you a look.
Like a significant, there might be danger?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, blessing be with you. And he gives just like a little hand gesture that mm-hmm. you've seen before.
Yeah.
And I pay close attention to that hand gesture for my religion check.
You get nothing from the hand gesture
Damn
because
it.
He made that part up. But.
What did you awesome. Get on your religion?
Oh, nice. That's a nat 20.
Plus?
Woo. Plus 6, 26.
I think that's enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you know that my name, that I am named after the daughter of Torag.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget Perfect. That I have a giant weasel, a medium-sized giant weasel with us.
Aw, that's right.
And we brought Marigold with us too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I do also have a donkey
just,
covered in
just
gear.
Checking. Yeah.
But I think after Kappa, if Kappa is going to go back and talk to her kids, that I would notice the giant weasel. Oh, like, that's so adorable. And, like, could I roll a handle animal just to walk over to it and give it chin scritches?
Sure.
Just to see if...
Yeah, go for it. Handle animal.
Marge will allow it.
It's only a 7. So I try. I walk over there with a 7 and try to, like, give Ghost attention. And
yeah, I think Ghost is a bit off-taking. It's just, like, backing up and avoiding your hand.
Never seen, yeah. I'm a little bit of a strange sight.
That's fair. Oh, but you're so adorable. Oh, my goodness.
I just realized that Vasilisa is really, really curious about who lives in her house.
That's awesome.
I'm curious about the tavern. And if it's as nice as the one in Eldrin.
This is definitely like the Galarian version of Twilight Zone happening.
Yeah, it's like, kind of cool. So Valdine's mindset, he's thinking like, okay, who are the immediate threats versus just people that are suspicious and scared?
Mm-hmm.
And smart. Like I'm kind of taking in the environment as we're walking around. I'm listening to what's going on, but I'm like strategically looking.
So distracted by being in the Erisyn version of Heldrin that she forgot to check for people.
Yeah, who is staring at us like they want to kill us, and who's just watching because they're concerned?
Yeah.
There's a person standing outside of there. It is a female human. And she's just kind of like looking at you guys and like kind of smiling and is like, yeah, all right, new people.
Nice.
Hey. And then.
Positivity is good.
Is it Verana or is it somebody else?
It's Verana. Yeah. Yeah. That's Verana. You also see a younger woman standing next to her as well. And you would know this as Milivsa. And then number six, which I have just labeled, is, of course, the bar. This bar has a sign out front that says "The White Weasel."
What a
coincidence. I think, right, Zach?
Yes.
Yeah.
I translate this for Marge and Valdine so that they know the coincidence.
Oh. That's awesome.
What's the bar in Heldrin named?
The Silver Stoat.
Silver Stoat.
Oh, okay.
This is freaking trippy,
yeah,
guys.
This is weird. Weasel.
Vasilisa's losing her shit.
Is there somewhere we can go that's maybe indoors, less?
Yes,
in the middle of town. Yes, I am very cold too.
Yes, so. My temple is right there, and he points to a building that's right there.
Is that literally where the temple in Heldrin is, perchance? Seriously, listeners. These towns are the same.
This is
it's
dope.
Weird.
And it is trippy, and I can't get over it.
Is that the temple over there?
Or is that
no,
the
this is
tower?
No, this here is raised 30 feet, and it's like a big storehouse tower.
Oh, that's the tower.
That's the storehouse.
That's the tower. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, cool. No, the temple's real little, and it's right where you guys came in from the south.
Got it.
Next to the burned-down building?
Yeah, correct. There is a burned-down building there, too.
Ominous much?
What building was that in Heldrin?
Long story.
Vasilisa's house.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude. That's kind of scary, is it?
I asked your cards. Worried. They told me.
They never say anything good.
No. That's
why and yet you keep talking to them.
Which one did you pick?
See?
The Inquisitor.
Okay, here's the maps. We can see them overlaying each
and
other.
And we're back.
All right. This is Waldsby.
Which looks very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's the frickin'...
It's the same village, but it's like...
Here's Waldsby.
Okay.
Here's Heldrin.
That's nuts.
Heldrin has, more buildings. And the cemetery, where does Heldrin do with their dead people?
And which one is Vasilisa's house?
I think that's where you guys see Kappa walk off to.
Yeah.
Does Kappa live in my house?
Yeah, Kappa does.
Oh, wow.
Vasilisa looks at everyone. Wait, does Kappa live in my house?
And you all see her walk over to where you saw Vasilisa's house. And Kappa just like takes a breath and then walks in.
Steals.
I don't think it's your house, Vasilisa.
No, but it's the crazy whatever. Iris in Twilight Zone, this is version of my house.
Yeah, so for those of you at home not sitting around this table, which I believe is most of you.
if not all.
I just drug the map of Heldrin on top of the map of Waldsby, and I'm just switching between the two, and they are almost the same. Heldrin has a couple more houses. They are lacking a large graveyard cemetery, but the buildings are the same shapes. They are all orchestrated into the same places.
And they both have statues.
The clock tower is in the same place as the other clock tower. The bar is in the same place as the bar. The statue is exactly the same.
Okay.
Maybe we should come in the temple and we can you can tell me what is.
We shall.
Kappa seem nervous. Kappa
let's go inside.
A little bit nervous.
Let's go inside. Our raven looked me in the face, if that means anything.
Should I roll any kind of knowledge, local or history or anything?
Yeah, give me local.
I think it's just been a long time since Zach has rolled and he is looking for reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that is a can't roll untrained.
Okay, go ahead and just give it to me with intelligence, because you're fucking from here.
That's fair. Then it's a 13.
Then it's a 13. Okay, give me a perception check.
That I can do untrained.
Wait, that's, are you untrained that, in perception?
That's an 11. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's an 11.
Okay, you know.
Oh, wait, I am. Sorry. I am untrained in perception, but it's still an 11.
You do know that flocks of ravens have been seen recently, and you do know that they are from the Pale Tower. The White Witch uses flocks of ravens as scouts. And perception was an 11, so slightly higher than average. It's no secret. You've seen these swarms a lot lately. Rumor is they're looking for something. Someone is on the run that they want to capture.
So when she says that a raven looked her in the eye, I wouldn't even say anything. I would just be like, we need to go inside. We will talk. And I try and like point to my temple.
Okay. Let's
which is very good. Which is very humble, but also pleasant.
And would that correspond with the temple back in Heldren? Out of good morbid
question. Good question.
This is
good
question. The weirdest.
I'm scared.
Yes, it does.
Oh my lord! It's even the same number on the map.
Yeah. Well, no. So
it's got a big 12 on the roof.
The temple in Heldren is number 11. So the
okay,
temple
so
in Heldren
is bigger.
So it's
in the same space, but in Heldren it's bigger.
And it is a different building.
But it's in the same part of town.
Yes,
right.
It's literally the same area of
like if
town.
If you split the temple from Heldren in half, I would it's me sharing.
And
building
what
with somebody
is
else,
the
basically.
Building yeah. in Heldren that would be the building that's burned down in Waldsby?
Oh, I'm interested in that.
Yeah,
that's what number 10?
10. Yeah, it's 10 on both.
It's 10 on both.
Mm-hmm. Is it really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
10. What is it?
That's Iona Teppin's house.
Guys.
Oh, dude. Ooh.
And Vasilisa points at it as we walk directly past it. The other right there, back in Heldren, is Iona Teppin's house.
What house? What house is that?
Boca.
Yes.
What burned down there?
Oh, God. It was not... Okay. It was not pretty. I come by... You know, the other people in town, they think maybe area is haunted. They kind of stay away. But I come out every morning when I look at the statue. I come out and I do, like, how you say, the consecrate the area there. And I try and make it safe. But it was...
Haunted?
No, they were as haunted. It was... We need to go inside.
Okay, so yes. Inside, tell me inside. Yes.
So you go inside, close the door, and... okay, can speak freely. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, yeah.
And you're speaking in Taldane Common?
Yeah. Once we're inside and the door's closed, I switch to Taldane
okay,
for
yeah.
the...
Okay.
Oh, we also have message on,
have message on. So we can speak quietly and still be
What does
heard.
The inside of your chapel look like?
Yeah.
Yay!
So his place is kind of nice. He has a window that has actually a little bit of plant life. Like, he has potted plants that he tries to take care of, which is really not easy.
In the cold, yeah.
You see there's, like, some small bells, just a couple different small bells. He has little tiny sheets of like tin, but like maybe golden tin, like the size of twice the size of a credit card. You see a well-oiled skull with some little flowers around it. But all in all, it looks like a nice place. You can tell it's a place where there's a little bit of room that he does maybe small services here for, you know, weddings or funerals or whatever. But it's not like a big hall or anything. It's just a little room. Decorated in gold and green, but mostly just bland grays, just because
Does
snow.
Gold and green kind of correspond with Torag at all? Because Vasilisa is trying to decide what your deity
does.
Is.
The gold does. The green does not.
Okay. So Vasilisa is still putting this together. She likes the plants, though.
So you have good accent. You're from Irisin?
Yes, I am from Irisin originally.
By the way, before, I was not making a joke. When he was talking to you and he was talking about the burned down building, he's speaking and it's got that thick accent, and suddenly like the word consecrated or the word consecrate just comes out in perfect Taldane. Like the language came from somewhere else almost.
I did notice that.
Oh.
I thought everyone was going to just think
that's
I was
really
kidding.
Cool.
I thought everyone no, was going to think I was kidding.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, his linguistic is like oddly boosted.
And for our listeners, he just earned a snowflake.
Snowflake!
Yay.
That's a cool
Oh, it's my
thing.
First. It's my first.
Yeah. First
snowflake.
Yeah.
Remember, use that for your constitution save.
This might save his life.
Always save one.
Yes, your accent, you're from...
Yes, I am from Rosny.
You're from Rosny?
Yes.
Okay, so you know of the Pale Tower, you know of... Okay. Yeah, that house on the corner. Is bad story. You sure you want to hear?
Yes.
Yeah. We should.
I think perhaps. See, there's something very odd about Waldsby, in my opinion, because if it's basically exactly the town I am from. Not Morozny, but the town.
You're from a small town.
No, this town almost seems identical.
The town came from
to help
from very far away is exactly this town.
You
same
mean you
statue, exactly, same clock tower, same buildings. Kappa said we can trust you, and the guards tell me it's okay to trust Kappa, so I go ahead. We are from a place called Heldren. It is in Teldor.
Same statue?
Exactly the same.
I think
same.
Maybe your mind is, you think it's very, it's very similar.
I was in Heldren last week. I know exactly the same. Two days ago, saw it with my eyes. Same.
We were just there, and it's identical. Everything in this place seems to be almost identical.
So then who is statue? Because people here do not know.
We do not know either. We have guesses and stories, but we do not know in Heldren who statue is.
That is...
Oh, that's very interesting.
But oddly similar.
The house that is burned down here, back in Heldren, is the house of one of our town council members. So I am curious what corresponds with here, the house.
This was Nazena...
Did Nazena take all...
Her guards. She sent her guards. Man lived there, good man. Very good man lived there, but...
Was he inside when the fire...
You don't really want to hear this story.
I
he was not. No, he was not in the building when it burned down. This is very good.
But is he still not?
He was hanging from the clock tower. His wife and family were inside the building, unfortunately.
Oh, dear.
The Nazina thought maybe he was... there's a group called Heralds of Summer. I do not know if he was or wasn't, but they say...
Heralds of Summer, you say?
We don't talk about.
We don't?
No, because you because you will get strung up from Clock Tower.
I mean, we talk very quietly, maybe.
What was the guy's name that lived there?
Chordovar? T-J-O-R-V-A-R? Chordovar?
Chordovar. Chordovar.
T-J is an odd way to start anything.
Chordovar is...
Chordovar. Yes, his wife and child were in the building when it burned down. And he
what
so
did he do in town apart from maybe be a part of secret summer society?
I do not remember that.
He was the head of the town.
Oh, he was like the...
He's where leader of town just
lives. He was the equivalent of mayor.
Mayor.
And since his death, there hasn't been another mayor.
Yes, which is why you see why I'm reluctant to call myself any sort of, like,
right
leadership role here.
Well,
would you say a raven was looking at you?
Yes, unfortunately, I am not very good at the hiding, you know, and ravens landed, looked directly into my eyes, flew away.
That is almost definitely spies from the Pale Tower.
So we should stay hidden.
Well, I do not know. I am not exactly spitting image of Moya Mama. I do not know if Nazena knows Moya Mama, but it would be a problem if she does, perhaps.
Who or where is your mama?
Moya Mama is a white witch in Morozny, but I am not a white witch, so that's good. Yeah.
How are you dressed right now?
You took off
trade gear. Like a Varisian caravan person.
Yes, you look not like a White Witch.
No, I am not a White Witch. I am, or a Winter Witch even. I am a Summer Witch. I like your plants.
Ah, thank you.
What are they? I did some growing back home.
Just whatever seeds I can find. If I ever can get a seed, just even one seed from someone to plant, I try and bring growth and life to this area. Is so dead.
I do not know if this is plantable because it is magical, but here. And Vasilisa hands you several, because they're going to go bad anyway. Good berries. These are berries which I have turned into good berries. They are from back home.
Ah, you're making good berries, you are not a winter witch, no.
Yeah, no, summer likes the berries. Mm-hmm. Very yum.
Well, I humbly accept your tithing.
Well, here, take a couple extra, and then you can eat them and know how just good they are. Very tasty.
He pops one right there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's yummy, huh?
It tastes like summer. Summertime is very nice.
Yes. I miss summertime.
So are you originally from here?
Oh, no. I've been in Valdsby maybe a little less than 10 years.
Where are you from?
It's hard to say. I'm from a slave camp and trapped in a cave system before that. That is all.
Oh, dear.
That was a...
That seems more important.
I've only lived three places in my entire life, and this is number three.
Okay, well, it seems an improvement.
Very grateful to be here.
I do apologize. You are trapped in years in steel, though.
The White Weasel, they have hot tea sometimes at the White Weasel. Sometimes they even have a little bit of milk. It's quite nice.
Does this place not serve spirits?
We have moonshine that she makes from Winterview, but not too much. Oh, yeah. And I believe they have... Sometimes we get ice wine from Horwood. I don't know if she has any right now, but sometimes.
Are either of those very good?
Wine is actually quite sweet.
Yes, and especially in the cold, it feels nice in the belly. So I got the feeling from Kappa that you're in danger. I mean, obviously the raven looked at you.
Yes, I also just being from not in this area is a problem.
That's true.
But should we be, telling them our story and the portal and stuff?
I think perhaps from Kappa trusting him and us deciding to trust Kappa, but this goes no further than this room, please.
Is it safe to talk in here? You don't suspect anyone listening?
Yes, no, this might be the only safe place to talk.
Okay. My understanding is that Kappa's daughter is being held by Nojina in the PL Tower.
That is what we think, yes.
Well, we need to get into the PL Tower, and we have offered our services to rescue Thora, if at all possible.
That would be wonderful.
There is a portal in the Horwood connecting Irisin directly to Tal'Dor.
Oh, and it's spitting all kinds of winter out into our land and in Tal'Dor, and everything's turning white and...
Yes,
But just like, is there now, like, constant?
Yes.
Constant?
Yes.
Yeah. We need to close it. Korolyeva Ilvana has, to be quite frank, lost her mind and has decided... I am going to go against Baba Yaga.
Well, not only that, but take over all of Galarian.
Yes, she's trying to take over the entirety of
the
world with winter.
Everywhere.
Spreading it everywhere.
That is a very bold move for her.
Right?
So you wish to go to Pearl Tower?
Yes, the portal, the way to close it is in the Pearl Tower. So we need to get into the Pearl Tower to close the portal.
As far as we know, Baba Yaga isn't actually dead, and we're going to save her.
This is important.
So Alvana can,
yeah, that's
can
probably good to
go away.
Baba Yaga is not dead, although I do admit we have been told that Alvana has her chicken hut in White Throne.
We also need to retrieve that, too.
Yes, we are supposed to close this portal, go to White Throne, get the chicken hut. We have the keys.
So you are not just going for Kappa's daughter?
No, we are going there for our own purposes and thought...
But if we're
going
to be there anyway, yeah.
Help.
When you come in, you see the shop with the woman waving at you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the younger girl waving at you is her daughter. I know all the relationships and, who is married, who is fighting, who is trying to get pregnant, all that.
Okay.
The younger one is actually dating a guard from the Pearl Tower. Ooh. I do not know if this helps us.
It could be helpful.
It
subterfuge or something.
If nothing else, it might give us some word from within the tower.
I could talk to her and ask questions and actually try and learn something, but I don't know. Do you have a plan for how to
get in? The plan was to survive getting here first.
I mean, I can make a large beanstalk and maybe we climb. Well, you have done climb a beanstalk.
How is everyone feeling? I am so rude for not even asking before.
Well, now that we're inside, I'm doing a little better. I'm not so cold.
You guys don't have any damage?
No.
No.
I am fine.
I do not.
Hear a knock on your door.
Oh, what? Oh, what? Stay silent. Give me one second. Hello?
Hello, Boca?
Oh!
Any help?
It's just the carpenter. It's just my neighbor. He's a good guy. He's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's just out of a gazer. It's okay.
So like I open the door just enough to kind of like get my face and maybe a couple more inches past that out and like.
Hey, sorry. I cut my hand while I was carving. Can you help? It's pretty bad.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's so cold too. There's probably just freeze and make a frozen. Yeah, sure, no problem.
And you still only have the door cracked?
Yeah.
Okay. Like anybody trying to see out?
Nope.
No? Okay, cool.
No, I think we'd all be like hiding.
We're
we don't want to be
incognito
seen.
Incognito mode.
Standing against the wall quiet.
Yes. Oh, you poor thing. I will give you five.
Oh, thank you.
Five healing.
Oh, that's much better.
What are you working on?
I was working on that chair you wanted me to make.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah, can I come in and get the measurements? I wanted to double check the leg height.
Oh yes. Wait right here. And he closes the door. And he goes to get
okay.
Go get the other chair.
I mean, it's warmer in there, but I guess this is fine.
And he comes out and he opens the door and he's like, "I'm sorry, I have friends from out of town and they're not."
That's exciting.
Yes, no, they just need to rest. It's been a long. It is so cold outside. Have
I
you seen?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can come back a little.
No, it's okay. Here is his chair
oh,
for
thank you.
He kind of like slips it out the door.
And he pulls out a folding ruler and is like measuring it. And goes, okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yes, no, I appreciate it. Much appreciate it.
I should have it finished hopefully by the end of the week.
Yeah, no, take your time with the injuries and everything. Just do not rush.
It's
do not
much
rush.
Better. A bit stiff, but I think that might just be frostbite.
Well, all conditions should be cleared by the magical channeling.
Yeah, I'm going to go sit by the fire for a bit, though.
It is smart. Yeah. Good.
All right. Well, thanks, Boca.
Yes, I will see you later tonight at the big, at the reverse prom.
Oh, Boca, you and your made-up fantasy events.
And he leaves.
Cool. And he gently closes the front door.
Leaves the chair outside.
Do you think perhaps that is the Waldsby version of back home who made us our snowshoes?
Sounds just like
it.
He talked exactly the
what
same.
What was his name?
I know.
Tengizel.
Tengizel, yes.
Frimbrocket.
Frimbrocket. That's what Frimbrocket. It was.
Same last name.
Same last name.
Oh,
do you
guys haven't said the last name?
No.
Was that a gnome, perchance?
Oh yes, you can tell. I mean, the voice is very gnome-y.
Oh yes, very distinctive.
Oh, that's so strange. There's a gnome in Helfrin too.
A gnome craftsman who works with wood too.
He's very, very good, actually.
What's his name?
Is that very important? I feel like we should just blow past that.
No, there's no exactly a gnome in Helfrin.
Yeah, no, I've got it. His name is Arbogazor.
Arbogazor.
His name is Arbogazor, yes.
See, there is a gnome back in Helfrin who reminds me very much of... I am just a little...
You said a lot of this town seems to remind you of home. It's very sweet. It's cold.
It is very strange. I am not entirely comfortable, but also I am weirdly quite comfortable, because it's exactly like home, only cold.
I'm wondering if the statue being the same in both towns has something to do with all the all the copy, or the same, like a mirror almost. It's
very
weird.
Odd.
Yeah.
Is very similar.
What's the last name
exactly
of the gnome?
Exactly similar.
What's his name here?
Yeah, he is a Frimbrocket.
Is that the same?
That's the exactly same name. Hmm. Does he have a family member who lives in Theodore, perchance?
You know,
maybe
he...
it's the gnome's fault they built the town secretly.
Oh, maybe.
He has, he had, rather, a twin brother.
What?
Oh. Yes. His twin brother died when he was very young, but he did have a twin brother. That
died for sure, or died like he's living in Helfrin?
Identical twin?
Do they look the same? I would very much like to see if he looks exactly like my friend who made our snowshoes.
You are the least suspicious. of the three. If you would like to meet him, I could...
And if he does look the same, then maybe we can give him the good news that it's possible his twin brother is actually alive.
Do you think that would be... Is he trustworthy?
Trustworthy is in very, very short supply. I don't know if I would go that far, but if we stay safe, then should not be much danger.
I am most curious.
Let me try, and I grab your snowshoe, and I just break a little piece of it and say, Ned, go have him fix it. Now you have a reason to go see him.
I need him to fix my shoe.
I was thinking the same thing in my head, and I'm glad somebody did.
Yay!
Get a snowflake for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, making a reason to go see him.
Yes. I was just going to cover and be like, she made me come apologize for not introducing him, being rude and not letting you in.
Let's do that too. We can combine.
Yes.
It was rude for you not to realize he could help me with my snowshoe.
So we leave you two guys inside. Make comfortable and just be good, be happy. We will be very short while.
There's only one chair, Marge. You can sit in it.
Yeah, we will be back with second chair in maybe a week.
I'm so close to the ground. I can just cuddle up with.
You can sit on Ghost. Ghost has a chair.
That is true. I have a traveling chair.
I try to sit in the chair and it's too small for me.
Dwarf sized.
So we go out and knock on Arbogazer's door.
Mm.
Arbogazer, is me again.
Okay, hold on. Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Sorry, not...
Oh,
no, I'm not...
Hello.
I'm not here to rush. This is my friend I was telling you about. This is Vasilisa.
Welcome.
I thought she was resting. Really, she was listening into how rude I was to you and...
Oh, no, it's no problem.
She wanted
keeping you in the cold wind, really. I hear you are a very clever woodworker.
He looks exactly the same.
This is most trippy.
As the Frimbaka, of Heldren.
By the by.
Okay, bye.
By the way.
Oh.
If you would,
which way?
You look very exactly like a friend I have.
Oh.
Way back, actually, all the way in Theodore.
That's a long way away.
Oh, very long trip, yes.
Yeah.
Trading, though, is a life.
Yeah.
Anyway, back exactly looks like you.
What?
Do you have perchance a twin?
I did. He died a long time ago, though.
Back in Heldren, there is a woodworking, made these snowshoes actually, gnome called Tendrazel Rimbrocket is his name. Does that?
What?
Looks exactly like you.
What do we see on his face?
Is this a joke?
No. Also, could you fix my snowshoe that Tendrizzle from Brocket made for me?
He made these?
Yes.
My brother made these?
Apparently so. It looks like you could have made.
And he just takes them and goes inside.
Does he close the door?
No, he leaves it open.
Okay.
I follow inside.
I think we can look
in. Let's go inside then.
You enter and it is a very sort of cluttered and chaotic woodworking shop. You see tools everywhere. There's small piles of sawdust all over the floor in various shaving sizes. You see many different kinds of sculptures hanging about, and he takes it over to a little station he has that's just made for snowshoes.
And the sculptures that we see, we see finished pieces of his, and they're like
fucking awesome. Gorgeous. Fucking gorgeous.
Does Tendrazel sculpt?
He does a little bit of everything.
Oh.
What Tendrazel is really known for is elaborate trimmings and detail that he calls gingerbread.
Nice.
He's alive.
He's
a woodworker too?
Yes, he makes very pretty trim we put on our houses.
Oh, that's cool. Can I have these?
If I can have new ones,
of
then
course,
of course, yes.
Of course you can, but...
Please,
if this is
keep
all
them.
True, this is...
Oh, wait, why are you here? Are you going back? Can I give you some stuff?
Wait. Just a second.
Okay.
Eventually, I would like to go back, but it will be a very long time, probably. But do
you're
you want
human, right?
to maybe... Yes,
okay,
I am.
Okay, that's fine. I'll outlive you. That's fine.
No, yes, but
yeah.
As a,
long time
as
for
a question
life.
For you, do you,
short time for
do you plan on traveling ever, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know if I could get out of
Irison and Waldsby. I don't know anyone who's going. Well, you're going back that way.
Yes, it's a little bit.
How about when you go back, I'll pay, and you can take me with you.
How about you pick up the snowshoes you're going to give me?
And he holds them up.
And we go with Bulka.
Okay.
And we go next door to the temple.
Okay.
And we have a little conversation.
Okay. Is it because it's too messy here?
No,
I'm sorry.
Deal. It's,
I wasn't
I just,
expecting guests.
No, that's not yet at all. Look, I understand. Your brother is equally messy. It's fine.
Yes?
Sawdust everywhere, all the time. Perhaps we could have a more lengthy conversation if we go next door.
Do we still have message?
Yes.
Oh, but I still have to whisper for it, huh?
Yeah, you do. But you can whisper under your breath and it'll go straight to my ear. And it's a DC something, 20 something check for him to perceive.
So, yeah. So he's like kind of looking at you with wide eyes and whispering, you want him to meet your friends?
I want him to meet his brother.
You guys have friends?
Oh, yes.
Nat 20.
God damn it. Oh.
We do indeed. Yes, look. I have soft spots. He looks exactly like a friend I have. I just want to help him. He's so cute and so little, and I know he's older than I am, but I want him to meet his brother and have the reunion.
Bulka, I really like your friend. How long have you known her?
Several minutes.
Have you? Okay, I was going to ask if you've been to her place. Have you seen my brother too?
No, if he is your brother, how did he get so far away?
I don't know. I mean, we were separated. I just assumed that the witches had killed him. I mean,
sorry, what witches?
The white witches?
The white witches separated you from your brother?
Yeah.
Which white witches?
Fuck, that's not in my backstory.
Yeah. They are all.
The bad ones.
I mean, they are all bad.
We were separated when we were little and I never saw him again. I just assumed he died. Because that's normally what happens when the white witches.
No, I understand. Even my mama wanted to kill me a few times. But let's go next door.
Okay. I'll go get some snacks.
Yes, snacks. Okay. Great. Sure.
Please bring snacks, but also bring discretion. Do you have any of that?
Have what?
Discretion.
What?
is like
Vasilisa
linguistics.
Vasilisa repeats it in Halit.
Discretion.
She repeats it in Talden.
Oh.
She repeats
What are you saying?
We need you to keep this on the down low.
Just we are not sure how safe our friends are, so I don't know.
I was gonna go over to the weasel and get some food.
No, just
it's
don't
okay.
worry
yeah,
about
that's
it.
Okay.
Come
oh.
here. Have a berry.
Oh,
Vasilisa hands him a good berry.
Thank you.
I know it looks like not very
nice for you.
No, you've already made my day. This is just wild.
And the snowshoes you fixed so fast.
No, yes, you
instantly.
Gave me a new snowshoes.
Oh,
it's wonderful. Let's go next door.
Okay.
And Vasilisa is kind of bouncing because she wants to do one nice thing for someone. This would be the ease. Like, it's been so long since something nice happened, and this is so insane.
Yeah. But he carries one of the snowshoes. He carries the
keeps it with him like a
he's holding it kind of like a teddy.
Oh my god.
He's like, okay.
Okay, let's go. And Vasilisa comes in the door to the temple and she's kind of like literally like full bursting with energy.
And you guys see a gnome walk in with a
blue
pompadour.
Look who it is, but not.
Wow, he looks just like him.
Twin brother.
You guys know my brother too?
Oh goodness. They have his snowshoes too.
Wow!
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Okay, so he was a very helpful little gnome.
Everyone needs to go.
Okay, yes. Oh, sorry. Okay. Let's close the door. Here we go. He wants to go to Keldrin to meet his brother. They've been separated.
Oh, are these the people that brought you?
Yes.
I'm the bodyguard.
How much would it be? I want to pay.
We
will
not
go.
Charge you, but he wants
what?
To...
Okay, well...
He wants to go to Keldrin, and he has no way of getting there. I know it is a little out of our way, and opposite of what we came to do, but can we maybe help him to go through to Heldren the quick way?
I'd be kind of concerned if him being there all alone, you know.
No, but...
Are you good at protecting yourself?
How are you in forests, say?
Snowshoes are good. Skiing is more fun, though.
You could ski through the forest and not cross country.
I don't know what that is.
It would honestly be safer for him to go the Yatfey than to try to go all the way from here to Theodore the long way.
Well, sure, because that takes like years and years and years, yeah?
I mean, it's worth it. I'll do it. That's
no,
fine.
Yes, but...
You guys have a quick way?
We do.
So we're only talking about like 2 years? I'll do it.
You could be there tomorrow.
Oh, no, it'll take longer than that. It'll take a couple days.
Well, 2 days, but leave in the morning one day, get there in the evening the next day, there is a permanent portal.
Oh, what?
Just open.
No way.
That's what they say.
Are you guys being mean?
No.
Are you joking?
No, but no, we are here to close it.
Please my motives.
This
they
would be very elaborate. If this was prank, it's very elaborate prank.
You believe them?
I do believe them.
Then I believe them.
I'm not sure that we should be telling too many people where this portal is, though.
I think literally.
So what are they saying? They seem to be deep in discussion.
It's going to disappear.
I do not want you to get in danger on the way back to the portal, but they are saying to send you, give you directions and send you to portal by yourself.
Okay, cool.
But it's dangerous, though. You know how would... They say it's in
the
Harwood Forest.
Side.
I will do anything to see my brother.
I know, but we all want you to survive and be safe.
I guess I could hire someone. Maybe, hold on.
Do you have maybe a local expert who goes and supplies your wood?
There are multiple loggers and farmers, but the one that kind of runs it all, I do not.
No, okay.
He's not good, man.
Oh.
Well, I could talk to, like, Melivza and see if her boyfriend wants to take me. He's good and strong, right?
Yes.
Is that the one you told us about? Who is the soldier in the PL Tower?
Yeah, he's a guard. Guards are strong and sturdy.
That's true.
We do not want
anyone in the PL Tower to know that we know about the portal.
Oh.
We think that
it's
where it is coming
secret.
From.
Oh. So then he'll know where it is.
I do not think you want to let someone who works for Najina know that you know that there's
a secret.
Yes, a fun secret.
That's cool.
So we could take a few minutes mark danger.
You're sure you're not too scared?
Nah, that'll be fun. Who knows? This might add 20 years to my life.
gnomes are very strange.
They like new experience.
All right, and Vasilisa pulls out the map. From the Sentinel Lodge. And then...
Do you guys need me to take anything with me?
Oh, that's right. We could send messages. Do we want to write letters? Might as well.
I don't really need to write a letter to anybody, but it's a good opportunity, I guess, for you.
To let them know at least we got what you're saying.
I would like to write a letter to send back. A couple of them.
Okay.
What about you, Marge?
Huge elephant in the room.
Yes. The...
I'm gonna go talk to Kappa. I'll see if she'll lend me one of her puppies. And then I have a little...
You could take
a
dog.
Yeah, I have a little sled, so that should help me get to the portal. Once I'm through, it'll be nice and warm.
Not immediately. Take
the sled with you.
Winter is spreading through the portal into Tildar. So once you're out of the woods, though, it'll be summer.
Before you go.
I got word Hjalnek died on the last trip. So when you go to see Kappa, make sure you are not too happy or excited.
Not happy my brother's alive.
No, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Her husband is dead.
At least 50-50 while you are in her presence. Out of respect. She is mourning.
He smiles on one side of his mouth and frowns on the other.
That is very...
Unsettling?
Yes.
It's strange. It's a happy, sad day. It's very strange.
It is a very strange day. I mean, all the crows and the guards and everything. I mean,
wait, were there crows and guards here?
Yeah. I mean,
more than usual?
Yeah, the past couple of days it's been... It's been crazy. They're looking for someone running away from Alvana. A real important guy, too. They said, oh.
Who?
They were looking for, well, it's... Do you guys, are you familiar with the Riders?
Me? Okay, yes.
Oh. Well, I mean, this might just be an assumption, but they were describing what I've always pictured to be the Black Rider.
Oh my. And Vasilisa immediately tells Valdine and Marge, Najina's ravens are looking for the Black Rider. Because Yelvana's trying to find him.
Oh, so we can't let anyone know that we kind of are the Black Rider now?
Well, we took his oath. So we're not really the Raiders, but we're...
I'm sure they're trying to get rid of the people who are protecting
him. Yes, she's probably trying to kill or catch all of the Raiders, right. And he got away.
All right, well, you guys seem busy in discussion, so I'm gonna go, Boca. Thanks for introducing me to your friends.
This is a big day.
It is a big day. Anyway... Bye.
Blessings.
Bye.
Yes,
Taldor Common.
Good luck, little guy.
Farewell.
I'm so worried for that little guy, but I hope he makes it okay.
Something tells me he'll be just fine.
We'll give him messages to take tomorrow.
He is bold. He's very bold. My question is, which of you is going to stay and do the woodwork now for the town?
I was wondering about that. We've left the town without any kind of carpenter.
My chair!
That's the least of your problems.
Think about my chair.
When your roofs start to fail and you get snow inside buildings, I mean, it's going to get real. The economics of this town have totally been thrown off. We forgot about the Prime Directive, didn't we?
I remembered my Prime Directive.
No, it was to save Baba Yaga. That's our Prime Directive.
Yes. Oh, no, yes, that's right. Save Baba Yaga. Yes.
So you're hearing all of this.
Well, I don't know. Are they talking meta? Like, is
I
this...
don't know.
I feel like you're joking.
I was joking a little, sorry.
So they definitely said that they're the Black Rider now.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that was...
That, that, that came
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah, we did say
yes.
that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't mention
there was
it
a
until
bit of discussion.
After, until after we were alone again.
What do you give mean? Context to that story?
You're the Black Rider.
Okay, so...
On a weasel? Riding on a weasel?
Let me sum up in short. He was on the other side of the portal when we got there, and he was dying and passed on his quest to us and said he needed somebody to save Baba Yaga to stop the invasion of winter. And there's a lot more detail than that, but that's really the gist of it.
So we're kind of... we've taken on his quest.
Yes. So they were looking for him. They are all looking for him.
Oh, he's gone.
They do not know yet. He is dead.
Well, that's good because then you know we won't be so suspicious.
Yeah,
you're still very, very suspicious.
Well, but they're gonna keep looking for him, and he's not. He kind of evaporated, so to speak. He's gone.
This is bad. If Baba Yaga's lost riders, that is not...
I mean, have you heard anything about the red or the white riders?
Have I heard any gossip about either of the other riders?
No.
I didn't even hear about him. I knew they were looking for someone. I did not know they were looking for the rider.
The white one is not as horrific as some could be. They're all honestly terrifying, but the black rider was pretty nice in person.
He was. He was a nice old man. I was really surprised that you were so scared of him at first, I suppose.
He slaughters people. Well, that's what his job is.
I'm sure he's...
The riders bring death.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the black that's rider. What they do.
Legendary.
That is one of those things I think will not be. We won't be, you know, killing a bunch of people unless they're like the bad guys.
No, yes, but our objective is to do what Baba Yaga needs us to do.
So yeah, we're trying to fix this whole thing and I'm not, you know, we're just doing our best.
Yes. It's been quite the few days for us.
No offense, but you it seems impossible, this thing you're suggesting?
Yes, we could use some help.
We're headed to basically succeed or fail and try.
Okay, so Elvana does not want to give up the throne and wants also to open many, many portals.
Well, she already has my understanding, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. There's more than one portal, for sure.
Yeah, the Black Rider said there were portals all over the place, and we had to try and close them all.
Yes, the one that we're closing by going to the Peel Tower is just the first.
This just seems insurmountable. I mean, if the Black Rider could not do it, but the three of you, I mean, no offense, but you're just...
ugly.
Mortals.
Y'all just ugly.
Look, that's fair.
Not the ugly part, but the mortal part.
Yeah. We could use help.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's...
I do not know. This is a small town, and most people here are, you know, the ones that can work do work, but we do not have warriors or fighters or
Our plan wasn't necessarily to fight directly, more to...
We're not going in with an army.
Subterfuge and
we're hopefully sneaking into White Throne.
Yeah.
You guys hear a tap on the window. I mean, it's frosted. You can't really see out of it, but you hear the little tit, tit, tit.
So if I go over to look, I don't see anything.
No.
Okay.
What?
I would just...
What is...
Give me one moment, and I would go out the front door and go over to look.
You see a little glowing ball.
What?
It's kind of like at the window, tap, tap, tapping at it.
Freaking glowing balls.
Like,
did we let Rix go?
We did.
We did.
Like diminutive? Yes. I would address it and just say, let's go Scald. Say, yes, hello.
Hi there. You got some ugly people in there?
And we zoom in on the small sprite, pixie, known sprite, known only to the people inside as Vrix, as you come face to face with a glowing little ball of perceived anger. What could this mean? Why is he here?
Oh, man.
What will Volka do? Find out next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
Vrix is back!
I draw my pistol.
Is that good or bad?
No, I'm just ready to see how different Marge is with Vrix now.
Oh, dude, he's not going to have any, like, chill about that. About me. That worries me.
Oh. He wasn't there, though.
He's met Norman. Norman's not there now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I figured one of you would die or something like that.
Did you know we have a Patreon? You can sign up to get early access to episodes, character interviews, and personalized horror readings. It's all available at patreon.com/dimensiondoor. A very special thank you to all of our patrons helping make this all possible. Happy International Podcast Month! Elizabeth is going to be appearing on an episode using the Quest role-playing system. This unbelievably wholesome one-shot is safe for all ages. Tune in to International Podcast Month podcast feed for a very special Cinderella story. And as always, our editing and music is done by Zach Kreitler, except for the bumper tracks. Those be done by MDK Music. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Take care, everybody.